Yeah, so we're gonna have to hit women. We don't have to kill them, but we're gonna have to tool them up a bit, because that's how you deal with a child. Like, children don't understand, words and timeouts. We're gonna have to beat their fucking asses. Now, we can't just like get rid of them or deport them because, babies, but we're gonna have to beat their asses. We're gonna have to hit them in the face until they get with the program. Now, we could do it with an open hand. It doesn't have to be like a closed fist. We don't have to like fucking make their face swell up like a plum. But we're gonna have to fucking slap the shit out of them and give them a lesson in physics until they knock their shit off. That's just how this is gonna end. Nature made men bigger and men aren't just slightly bigger and stronger than women. They are horrendously bigger and stronger than women. And that was for a fucking
About three to
reason.
four times.
Yeah, it's for a reason. You're not like women need to just be brought to heel, and it literally like whenever I see a video of like a woman provoking a man and the man like hits her, if she does not go down with one punch, I'm very disappointed. Like, a woman should always go down with one punch. If it takes more than one punch to
The
knock a
guy
woman out, the fuck is wrong with you?
still held back, obviously.
No, you gotta, like, if you're gonna hit a woman, you don't just fucking like give her a little love tap. You knock her the fuck out. You give her a one punch lesson in physics. Especially if she's hitting you. Like, what the fuck are you doing? But anyway, yeah, these women who are like betraying, like this is how you deal with this shit. Like, if your children are fucking around, the children aren't arrested or prosecuted. The parents are. Like, you're responsible for what your children do. You are responsible. Now, the other side of that is, if your children are acting out, you get to go beat their ass. You got to pay. You're responsible for their actions, but you get to beat the shit out of them if they don't listen to you. That's the fucking other side of the coin. So we need to basically beat the shit out of women and make them do the right thing. And if they don't want to do the right thing, you just keep applying the pimp hand until they get with the program. That's just how it is. That's how you deal with children. Look, you could try talking to them. You could try timeouts. You could try explaining things. But at the end of the day, if you refuse to hit them, you basically have to give in to their demands. Like, if you have a child throwing a tantrum and you just won't spank them no matter what, you're just going to give in to them to stop their tantrum. That's the only choice you have. We've given in to women's tantrums for 100 years. It is time to dust off the pimp hand. It is time to fucking slap the shit out of these cunts and bring them to heel. Send them back in the kitchen where they fucking belong and tell them to shut the fuck up. We are tired of their nonsense. You have destroyed the fucking world. Shut the fuck up. You have nothing worth listening to coming out of that dick-sucking hole you call a mouth. Shut up and clean these fucking dishes. I'll be back in an hour. The dishes aren't fucking spotless. I'm gonna fucking kick you in the chin. That's it. And you know what? Those dishes are gonna be fucking spotless. Spotless. You fucking see your reflection in those dishes. They're gonna be so spotless. And that's it. That's all you gotta do. And everything's fine. Like if you have a spoiled ass child who's just losing their fucking mind, and you beat their ass until they get with the program, and then you stop. Once they get with the program, everything's fine. And then, oh, everything's fine. Like, you just, but you gotta crack the whip when these kids lose their fucking mind. If you let them just run around crazy, they're gonna destroy themselves and destroy you. Happens all the time. Like, all these, like, you see these teenage girls that they date the bad boy and they get kidnapped and trafficked and whatever shit. You know what would have solved that? You beat that fucking bitch's ass. You're like, hey, you're not supposed to, do not go hang out with those guys. They're drug dealers, whatever. Oh, whatever, Dad. I'm so, what? For the fuck? Whatever. What the fuck you say, bitch? Oh, I bet that fucking boyfriend's not gonna like you now, that puffy face you have. The fuck are you doing? Keep that fucking bitch off the pole. Keep her from being trafficked. Like, the thing, this is what we've lost. This is what we've lost. These fucking people, and I'm sure there's people cringing, like, oh my God, TFM's advocating hitting women. Look what they've done to the world. They've destroyed the world, and they're gonna be war brides and rape slaves over your fucking literal dead body because you won't hit them. Now, I'm not saying don't talk to them and don't try other methods, but at the end of the day, you can only try the carrot so many different ways, and then you have to use the stick. We've tried the carrot for 100 fucking years. It is time to use the stick. And what does that mean? It means you have to hit them. That's what that means. Like, if you don't obey the cops, they beat you or shoot you because they are going to be obeyed. That is the nature of authority. If you don't have, if you refuse to use force, you don't have authority. Period. And if you have a problem with that, you're the problem. You're the reason all this shit is happening, because you have no authority. You have no authority because you refuse to use force, because you think it's immoral to use force. Congratulations, you're stupid. You're the problem. If men like you didn't exist, none of this would be happening. You caused this because you're fucking moral fagging about not hitting women.
Somebody just said, I wish TFM would call me rude names and slap me around some. That's funny. That's funny.
You don't enjoy, like, nobody enjoys spanking their kids. You love your kid. You want your kids to do right. But when they lose their fucking mind and they're questioning your authority, you have to spank them because you love them and you want to bring them back to you in harmony so that you can raise them right and keep them from fucking their life up. That's just how life is. You can deny it. And you run into, like, sometimes new parents, like, we're never going to spank our kids. And then come back to them like a year after they fucking try it their way for a while. And you know what? They'll realize, oh, yeah, we kind of have to spank our kids. Like, there comes a point where if you don't spank your kids, you're going to either give into their tantrums and then you're going to have endless tantrums, or you're going to fucking make it to where every time they throw a tantrum, they get spanked and then they stop throwing tantrums. Choose wisely. But unfortunately, we've been giving into women's tantrums for 100 years, and now everything is a fucking tantrum. And there's only one way back from that, and that's to spank them. Now, in Islam, they call it wife beating, but they're really just talking about, like, spanking. But look, just call it beating. Just call it beating. And none of this, like, oh, but you're not allowed to hit them. No, you should be allowed. Whatever needs to happen. If giving her a fat lip or a black eye is what it takes, then that's what it fucking takes. You don't start there, but if she takes it there...
What are you telling a woman with two black eyes? Absolutely nothing. She doesn't listen the first two times.
Yeah, like, if she doesn't listen the first time, you give her a second black eye. Again, you shouldn't look forward to that. You shouldn't start with that. But, like, clearly not doing that has brought us here. You know, if the, like that scene in No Country for Old Men, if the rule brought you to this... Of what use was the rule? So it's
fine. Such a good actor.
I'm just...
Such a good actor.
This is one of those things where I'm 1,000% right, but you're not ready to hear it. And that's fine. I'm just going to continue to be 1,000% right, and in 10 years, you'll agree with me. Just like the chart, you know? Like, let me go back to my little charty chart. So back in 2015... I was telling you to take women's rights away back when women were just, you know, kind of trending up slightly. And now they fucking lost their goddamn mind. Now everyone's like, hey, maybe women shouldn't vote. Right? So this is the thing. I'm telling you the answer. I'm giving you a nice spoiler alert. I'm giving away the ending, knowing you're not going to listen, so that in 10 years, when everything gets exponentially worse, you'll realize that you had... everything you needed at the end of your wrist the entire time. The power was within you. So it's fine. I'll just continue to be right, and you can continue to, you know, call me names until you realize I was right the whole time, when the pain of inaction exceeds the pain of action.
Yeah, I'll just talk about taking one stress remind me just recently, right? Like, during lunch break, I just happened to stumble upon a old George Lopez show clip on YouTube, that just him arguing with his teenage daughter Carmen, and you watch one, and then the algorithm started keep introducing a whole bunch of it, and the actor Carmen's fairly conventionally attractive, but goddamn, every single scene almost of her in the show is like she being a completely ungrateful brat doing making every single bad choice teenagers can possibly make. And a lot of time, I would put the comment just simple her like crazy, but a lot of time just George should just slap her, gave her a little, beat her ass a little, discipline.
You know, it's, again, a slap. Usually, a slap is enough to kind of. It's like a spanking. It's not meant to, like, you know, disfigure them. It's just meant to shock them back to reality. But you know, if that's enough, then you're done. What you basically just have to keep applying force and pain until they. Again, it's what the government does. The government would be like, "Hey, you're going to do this, and if you don't do it, we're going to send people and badges and guns, and they're going to beat you or shoot you to make you do it." That's how authority works. If you don't have the ability to enforce your will, you don't have authority. And it's like, yeah, but that's illegal in the government. Yeah, there's your problem. You've identified the problem. That doesn't change the problem. You just identified, like, the government is enforcing gynocentrism and feminism, and they're causing this issue. But if you that's a completely different argument. Saying, I agree with you, we should do this, but the government will do this, and so we have to deal with the government first. We have to do this Taliban style. I'm right there with you, my dude. But if you're like, you're a bad person because you're advocating for this, and you're a bad person, TFM, you're the problem. That you notice these are different arguments. Saying we should do this, but we can't because of the government, or saying we shouldn't do this because it's morally wrong. One of these makes you a moral fag, and the other one just makes you rational. It's fine. I'm not saying like we should go out and beat the shit out of women tomorrow, but we need to be comfortable with the fact that we need to send women back to the kitchen. We need to tool them up a little bit, just a little bit, just until they get with the program. Again, like Taliban, the Taliban didn't like go around murdering all these women. In fact, even after World War II, you notice how they like the guys who collaborated with the Nazis in France, they killed them, just executed them. But the women, they just shaved their heads to shame them for collaborating with the Nazis, because they understand that women are just children who kind of just go with the flow and don't really think, and you know, it's whatever.